Foaie verde de o sibică, foaie verde de o sibică, trenule mașina mică, unde duci pe Ionica, mărioara lui nenicu mai mai. Trenule mașina mică, unde duci pe Ionica, mărioara lui nenicu mai mai. Tu mi-l duci locolești, tu mi-l duci locolești, din Craiova la Pitești și-l dai jos la...
What we heard there is an excerpt from a song of the Roma from the recording Gypsy Killer. The voice belongs to Sanda Weigel. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Sanda Weigel is today a New Yorker, but her journey home was long and circuitous. This is what I have learned about her online and through an interview she did recently with Scott Simon. Sanda Weigel was born in Bucharest. When she was a girl, her family was forced by political persecution to flee to East Germany. Within days, the wall went up. In 1968, she was caught up once again in politics. A member of a rock band called Team Four, she came to the attention of the authorities for her association with East German dissidents. She endured 3 years of hard labor on an assembly line, and perhaps even more difficult for her, she was barred from singing. Eventually, she was expelled to West Germany. She's not a Roma, but she's traveled a gypsy-like path. Not only is she a singer, she also works in theater. And this fall, as part of a Romanian cultural outreach campaign, she's touring the U.S. She'll perform this Saturday, November 8th, at the University of Illinois Illini Union Courtyard Cafe in Urbana at 8 p.m. The event, co-sponsored by the Romanian Student Club, is free and open to the public. And I am very pleased this afternoon to have Sanda Weigel as my guest. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's so good to talk with you.
Yes, it's good to talk to you, too. I'm very happy.
Would you tell us about the song we played just a moment or two ago?
Yeah, it is a song. It's actually, this was not quite a gypsy song. It's a Romanian folk song, very, very famous. Also, the gypsies sing the song, but it's originally a folk song. It's about the little train who is carrying, going around and around and carrying the loved one and never stopping anywhere. And the other part of the couple is begging the train, please stop and let my loved one get out and come to me.
Mm. And this is a song sung at weddings and festive gatherings.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you come to title this recording Gypsy Killer?
We were in the recording studio and having a lot of fun and really enjoying playing this music. And all of a sudden, one of the musicians said, oh, my God, guys, this is killing. This music is killing. This is gypsy killing music, gypsy music killing.
So that means killing in a good way.
Like yeah,
this,
in a good way.
This will
of
slay
course,
you.
Of yeah, course,
yeah,
of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, yeah. Now, your performance in Urbana on Saturday evening at the Illini Union is billed as Gypsy in a Tree.
Yeah.
Why Gypsy in a Tree?
This is a story, a true story, from the beginning of the 20th century in this time, and the 20th century in the 1910-something in Romania, when the gypsies were hired to play for weddings. The Romanians, they liked their music, but they didn't like the gypsies. They didn't like to see them, so they put them in a tree and let them sit there among the leaves and among the branches, and so they were playing but were not visible.
Mm.
And I thought this was quite a story. And that's why I called my program Gypsy in a Tree.
Yeah. Now, as I mentioned, you're not a Roma, not a gypsy, but you are very much drawn to this music. I imagine you in the tree with the gypsies.
Exactly. That's why I called it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly the reason why I chose this title. So I feel like I'm with the gypsies. I learned this music when I was a child, actually on the streets of Bucharest, and this was actually my life and my way to express myself.
Mm. Tell us about being a child in Bucharest. What was your life like?
Well, it was actually beautiful. I didn't realize anything what happened to my parents. They were very smart and were able to hide it from us, from me and my brother. And I think I had a wonderful childhood, and I was very, very sad when we were leaving Romania. We had to leave Romania, and when we went to Germany, so I didn't want this at all. And I never really liked so much living in Germany. So that's why one day I moved to New York. And in New York, I have everything. Germany, Romania, the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love New York.
Yeah, quite a voyage.
And right now, much more than ever before after this fantastic election.
Well, I think you should write a book about your life. It's quite amazing.
Yeah, you know, my husband is a writer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a playwright, and now he's also starting writing novels, and he will do it. He's about to write, actually starting with my father, but also coming to my life, so he will do it.
Mm. You told Scott Simon a very nice anecdote about your meeting your husband.
Yeah.
Would you tell it again here?
How I met my husband.
Yeah.
Well, I met him actually in the theater because that's where I worked, and he also worked as an actor. He's also an actor, a playwright, and a writer. And so when we met, he kind of fell in love with me, and then I started telling him a little bit about myself. And then when I told him I'm from Romania, he was quiet, and then he said, "That's the curse. I think that's the curse." And I was, "What curse? What do you mean?" And then he told me when he was a boy in school in southern Germany, in Bavaria, he had a teacher who wanted to insult him, to say something really, really bad to him because he was doing something wrong. And he said, "And you are going to marry a Romanian one day." And then so he looked at me and he said, "I think the curse just happened now."
If only curses could always end up so happily ever after, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. What were those years like for you in East Germany when you were forbidden from performing in public?
Well, yeah, it was pretty terrible. But in this time, I was very, very young. I was still in school, and I actually thought. We were a whole group, and I thought we might be able to change something, to change this terrible life we had to endure there behind the wall, like caged in this kind of very oppressive state. So when you're young, you want to fight, and you don't want to take it how it is. So that's how my life was. And in the moment I realized this is not possible, I left, or I was expelled, luckily. But I also was happy to be expelled, so I went to Western Germany.
Yeah. When did you make your first trip to New York, and when and how did you know that was home?
I didn't know. Actually, you know, the moment I moved to Western Germany,
mm-hmm.
I had a friend there, and he was also a writer. He was an old friend of mine, also from East Germany. And he went to New York right away, and he came back and said to me, "Sanda, that's where you have to go. This is your place." But it took me a couple of years. I just had to have my children and to meet my husband and to have my children. And one day... we decided just to go for a visit. My husband has been here already before, and he also said, you have to go. So finally we went, and then really, literally, the first day I arrived and I was walking around the Gramercy Park, I said to my husband, here, that's my place. We have to move here. Mm. And it was quite courageous because the children were little and everybody was like, how are you going to do this? Just with two children, moved to New York. So we did it. Mm. I mean, also thanks to my husband, of course, but we did it. Mm.
We have to wrap up here. I thought I'd like to play another song from Gypsy Killer. It's the last cut. It is a lullaby. What's the title and what's the English translation?
Well, this is just Lullaby. That's the English translation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. And Sanda Weigel, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
And thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Sanda Weigel is touring the U.S. this fall as part of a Romanian cultural outreach campaign. She'll perform this Saturday, November 8th, at the University of Illinois Alumni Union Courtyard Cafe in Urbana at 8 p.m. And let's hear now Lullaby from her CD, Gypsy Killer.
Scoală-te, măi.